Leading the news this morning, another row is brewing between the federal government and the states, this time over school funding. Julia Gillard wants to give schools an extra $6.5 billion a year. The premiers are concerned they'll be asked to foot a large portion of the bill. Federal Environment Minister says he can't block an international super trawler from fishing in Australian waters. Tony Burke says he doesn't have the legal power to stop the Margiris, but he can put strict conditions on its operations. Seafish Tasmania is now looking at basing the ship in Brisbane. There's concern about the welfare of thousands of sheep from Australia that are trapped on two ships in the Middle East. Bahrain and Kuwait are refusing to allow the ship to unload. The Department of Agriculture says the sheep are infected with scabby mouth. The ongoing dispute at a building site in central Melbourne is heading back to court. GrowCon has rejected a union offer to drop a 14-day limit on negotiations and return to talks. The union has been blockading the site in breach of a court order. A South African court has freed about 50 miners arrested after violent clashes at a platinum mine. The prosecution has provisionally dropped murder charges against 270 striking miners. 34 miners were killed by police during a strike 2 weeks ago.